As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, August the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly, workable solutions, when and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout out this morning, as we love to do each and every day, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, and all the others that may be carrying this broadcast this morning. Thank you. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Our contact information, chat room, and so much more available at becomevocallocal.com, or you can always just visit oraclebroadcasting.com and access well over a year's worth of show archives. Markets today are awash in a sea of red ink. We'll go there. All indicators are in decline. Wind power, solar power, hydrofluorocarbons, catastrophe reinsurers. I guess that makes up the news. Look at some local news right here out of the local newspapers as well. But let's go into that market report for this morning, Friday, August the 20th, 2010, after trading out of New York City. I'm telling you, it's red ink all across the board here this morning. Gold down $5.90 at $1,226.50 an ounce. Silver lost 22 cents in early trading at $18.09 a troy ounce. Platinum off 11 bucks at 1,511. There's your 11, 11, 11. Watch out, that number is deadly. Palladium off 7 bucks this morning at 476. It was getting so close. It was getting so close to 500 again just a couple of days ago. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,223.50 for a low, $1,233.70 for a high, a $10 spread there. But at $1,226.50, your gold is up year to year, $285 for a 30.27% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,230, and gold promptly fell. Yesterday, the SPDR gold shares added 3.95 metric tons to their treasure chest, bringing their holdings up to 1,299.47, nearing that 1,300 ton level. My, I can't even imagine 1,300 tons of gold all in one place. I'd imagine they probably can't either if they have never seen it. But on the street, it's valued at $51.52 billion. We'll be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, August the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, in a market report for this morning out of New York City as of 1 hour ago, Eastern Standard Time, we find gold trading off $5.90 this morning at $1,226.50. It was doing real nice overnight. Everything was looking great. Went under the Asian markets, if you will. Came back all around. Everything was looking ducky. And then came into New York and promptly dropped straight down. They call that a waterfall in the exchange-traded funds area. So somebody must have got in there and monkeyed around with the computers. But anyway, it's not doesn't amount to too much. About $6 drop so far. But anyway, continuing silver. Off 22 cents. Everything's in the red this morning, by the way. Everything's in the red, except the U.S. dollar index. That's specious little critter. But silver down 22 cents at $18.09. We're getting so close to getting past the $18.50 mark, heading towards 19, but they had to push it back down again. Platinum off $11 at $1,511. And palladium off 7 at 476. You know, it's so close. We were getting so close to 500. They just don't like it when the metals go up. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market, 1223.50 for a low, 1233.70. Very tight band, though, you know. Real tight band in the $10 ranges. It's been that way for a while. really very careful, very nice, very gentle. It indicates to me that it's likely to go much higher. We'll see. We'll see. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 144. They didn't like the news we had to say about the unemployment figures. They didn't like it at all. The markets went south, off closing down 144 points on the Dow at 10,271. The NASDAQ likewise lost 37, closing out at 2179, and the S&P closed down off 19 at 1076 this morning. Crude oil continuing its decline, loses $1.03 a barrel, trades at $73.40 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. And the USDX, the only indicator on my chart that's up this morning, bumps up 58 basis points, trades on the market there at the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website at 83.06. The Canadian loonie this morning drops down, and it's almost precipitously, off 73 basis points and trading at 95 cents U.S. You know, just yesterday it was at 97. Mexican peso down 42 basis points, still at 8 cents, however. The euro off 104 basis points, back at the $1.27 area. The British pound off 66 basis points, $1.55. And the Swiss franc, losing a penny in exchange-traded funds here, off 0.51%. So it's at 96 cents. It's still a little stronger than the Canadian loonie, but there's a rather surprising turn of events in the loonie. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasury is at 0.47%. That's very, 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 very low, less than half of a percent. Nobody's going to be too interested in that. The 10-year stands at 2.56%, and the 30-year is yielding 3.62%. The mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed mortgage moves down from 4.1% a month ago to 3.94%. I mean, can you even imagine these kind of mortgage prices? Anyway, 30-year moves down from 4.59 to 4.51, and the prime rate stands at 3.25%. You know, I brought this website to your attention yesterday. This was brought to my attention by Hal Anthony, the host of Behind the Woodshed on Revolution. He pointed this out to me, but this, again, is the United States Department of Justice website, where they say right at the top in a little banner here, the common law is the will of mankind issuing from the life of the people. Does that sound like anything we've been reading or studying about? The idea that the common law is the will of mankind wasn't operating from the will as opposed to operating from reason. The definition of positive law, positivism, issuing from the life of the people as opposed to issuing from the custom of the people. Very interesting little twist here. Still looking into why they have styled it this way. Always and forever, they're redefining every word that we know. Our language is constantly changing, and we need to be aware of that. Here's something else we're going to talk about just a little bit. It seems to me that as far as this green agenda, the green shoots are concerned, there's not a, to use the terminology of the global east, the change agent, there's not just a whole lot of consensus in the wind. This off of Bloomberg in regards to environment, the China Longyan wind power generating capacity is currently at 4.55 gigawatts. China's Longyan Power Group Corp's wind power generating capacity currently totals 4.55 gigawatts compared with 2.88 gigawatts in the first half of last year. So they've just about doubled their wind power production. But again, this is just not very much, 2.88 gigs. The company said in a handout given to reporters before a media briefing in Hong Kong today, the wind power producer is also building two solar projects in Qinghai and Tibet capable of generating 30 megawatts of electricity in total. 30 megawatts, not an awful lot of electricity coming there. Let's jump across the puddle and go here. PV Crystalox nets slides 59%. Shares drop the most in 15% on wafer prices. All right, so we go from wind power and a general reference to solar power to solar power. Again, this is all of this green energy. This is the stuff that we're hanging our hat on for the future. Alex Morales writing for Bloomberg. PV Crystalox Solar PLC shares tumbled the most in 15 months in London trading after the silicon wafer maker said the first net first half net income fell by 59%. It ain't like they're knocking the socks off and batting them out of the park when it comes to building solar panels. PV Crystalox shares dropped as much as 11%, blah, blah, blah. Wafer prices in the first half averaged 72 euro cents per watt. 72 cents per watt, all right, 92 cents U.S., about 40% lower than in the same period last year. If you were to think about the cost of building a hydroelectric dam, like the Cooley Dam or any of the other large dams, and then run that out per watt, and then span that out over a 40-year period, where would you invest your money? In solar panels or hydroelectric facilities? Well, Chief Executive Officer Ian Doherty said today in a telephone interview, the value should remain stable in the second half while the outlook for 2011 is uncertain. Pricing pressure is a possibility next year, Doherty said, in the major markets, Germany and Italy, there will be feed-in tariff cuts, lower subsidized prices for solar. So even though we can take a look at something like 72 or 92 cents U.S. for these solar, for these watts, all right, per watt, you know, you got a 60-watt light bulb, uses up 60 watts of power, right? Anyway, they say pricing pressure is a possibility next year. Why? Because there will be feed-in tariff cuts or lower subsidized prices for solar power. So they're having to rob from Peter to pay Paul to build the green agenda. The continuing wafer shipments in the first half totaled 155 megawatts. 155 megawatts from this company, PV Crystalox. That's in line with the lower end of the upwardly revised guidance of 155 to 160 megawatts the company gave on May the 19th. Well, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So, of course, we're looking at China as being one of the recipients, not only the recipient of much of this solar power product out of Germany and elsewhere, but also a manufacturer. But continuing from this article, it says, Doherty said the company is working to build up business in Asia with a new client added in Taiwan, where PV Crystalox expects to send 10% of its shipments in the second half. China has become this company's second biggest market, accounting for 29% of the revenue, though at present, PV Crystalox has no plans to produce in the Asian nations. With the company ramping up production of polysilicon and silicon ingots, which can then be cut into wafers, Doherty said he's looking forward to a stronger growth in the second half. The company typically has 5 to 7 year wafer supply contracts with photovoltaic companies that were signed in 2007. The pricing in those contracts has subsequently been renegotiated, but the commitment on the volume remains the same. So they've got contracts to deliver. The prices are changing. They're losing their tariffs. They're losing their subsidies and so on and so forth. So they're going to have to learn to stand on their own 2 feet, and we'll find out whether or not solar powers and solar panel will be able to effectively compete with other forms of power generation. This one, similar along this line. We talk about cat bonds, catastrophe bonds. You know, sometimes this is a viable investment area for many of the municipalities. You know, you've all heard about the CAFRA funds and whatnot, so they siphon off and they hide in their other pocket lots of do-re-mi, and then they look for places to invest it. Well, one of the places that they put it are in catastrophe bonds. Caribbean storm damage may increase by 50% along with global warming. Alex Morales again writing, this time collaboratively with Jeremy Van Loon for Bloomberg. Climate change may add 50% to the storm damage costs incurred by some Caribbean nations over the next 2 decades, said Swiss reinsurance company, the world's second largest reinsurer. If you think that all of this nonsense about climate change and whatnot and the hazard mitigation planning programs, FEMA and all the rest of that, if you think that's just coming out of the goodwill of the state, you're mistaken. Much of this is being driven by the insurance companies, whether they're working with FEMA on the flood insurance programs or whether they're working with the other reinsurers and insurers in regards to tornadoes, lightning strikes, wind storms, hurricanes, typhoons, all of that sort of stuff, earthquakes. All of this is what's driving this green agenda. It's coming out of the insurance companies, folks, largely. Wind storm surges and inland flooding already cost some Caribbean nations up to 6% of their economic output each year, the Zurich-based company said today in a statement on its website. Global warming could add costs amounting to another 1.3% of output by 2030. Insurers are being hit with more claims as damage from natural catastrophes rise. Catastrophes, you know. Robert Schroeder likes to say, catastrophes. Costs to clean up after the storms and excuse me, and other natural disasters reached a record $180 billion in 2005, of which insurers covered about half. So what are the insurance companies trying to accomplish? What they want to do, largely, is they want to avoid repetitive loss claims. They can avoid repetitive loss claims by getting all the people in Florida to move out of Florida and move to someplace in Nebraska, darling. Get up, get out, away from the coast. Get up, get back, and away from the rivers. Move back, away from the lakes. Move to the high ground. Then it's, you know, just a nice time for the insurance companies. They can sit there and bilk you year after year after year after year for insurance, oftentimes mandatory, and they don't have to make any payouts. And so it's just all gravy for them. So they can afford to throw lots of lobbyists at Washington and in the international community and at the United Nations to move forward the green agenda. As a global reinsurer, they say, we're already exposed to the effects of climate change, said David Bresch, Swiss RE's head of sustainability. This guy sounds like, you know, he's probably on dope. Projected climate patterns are likely to heighten the risk. Maybe he should quit looking at the projected climate patterns and step out of his ivory tower. More than 190 nations have been trying since 2007 to craft a treaty. You don't like that word, craft? Craft and guile, the change agents, craft and guile. Yeah, craftiness, you know, the secret societies to craft a treaty to rein in climate change. Now, how are we going to rein in climate change? Well, climate's going to continue to change anyway. And channel aid, here's the key part, and channel aid, underline this, highlight it, bookmark it, and channel aid from rich to poor nations. All right? Hear that giant sucking sound? Redistribution of wealth, the Keynesian School of Economics, socialism. At the latest round of talks earlier this month, island nations said that the loopholes in the existing treaty, the Kyoto Protocol, could wipe out emissions reduction pledges for 2020. Vision 2020, do you have a Vision 2020 council in your town? Greenhouse gas emission reductions pledged so far by the nations would lead to a total warming of 3 degrees to 3.9 degrees Celsius. Wow. My goodness. 3 degrees. Over 100 degrees here for weeks. The Pew Center on Global Climate Change said, funny, weren't we reading from the Pew Oceans Council report the other day as we were studying coastal and marine spatial planning? Who is this bunch here? The Pew Center on Global Climate Change. That's more than 2 degrees maximum sought by the U.S. and the European Union and the 1.5 degrees proposed by an alliance of 43 low-lying islands and nations, right? These are the ones that are worried about the sea is rising. All the icebergs are melting. That's right. All the icebergs are melting. You ever put ice cubes in a glass of iced tea and ever have it float over the top? No. The ice cubes just melt. The ice cubes are displacing the water. Well, anyway, they're concerned about that. Atlantic hurricanes. The strongest Atlantic hurricanes may almost double in frequency by the end of the century as the planet warms, according to a paper in the journal Science in January. As the planet warms. Sounds like it should be a daytime television broadcast. Occurrence of the most destructive hurricanes may rise 81% over 80 years. Almost imperceptible. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration led team wrote. Of course, you know, it was Lubchenco, who was co-chair with Nancy Sully on all of these various and sundry public hearings that they had around in the nine regions of the Ocean Council, the National Ocean Council. And it was also Lubchenco that stated the other day that over 70% of the oil is dissipated out of the Gulf of Mexico. Now, you're going to believe this, United States National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration? Or are you going to go up on mana.com and discover for yourself that it's a private company? The 2010 Atlantic storm season may be the most active since 2005. Notice the operative word there, may be. It may be. Might not either. Might be. Could be. Ought to be. Would have been. Should have been. Could have been. Sky's fallen, Chicken Little. 2010 Atlantic storm season may be the most active since 2005. The worst on record, Moody's Investors Service said in June. See who's driving the argument? Moody's Investors, Swiss RE, the reinsurers groups. Swiss RE said territories have a range of options open to them to reduce the risk of damage. Territories, not nation states, territories. Which territory do you live in? Which jurisdiction are you under? Which venue do you operate in? The Cayman Islands could cost effectively avoid up to 90% of expected losses by building seawalls and enforcing construction codes. Can you say the FEMA's little subsidiary corporation, the International Code Council, first headed up by James Lee Witt, the former director of FEMA, and they're selling codes to everybody now, even here in southwest Missouri, enforcing construction codes. It's called the International international codes, building codes, and there's a lot of them. There's a whole family of them. You can go up on my website, click on the link, Freedom Advocates, type my name into the search box, and read all about it. Be right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we can see that there's a whole lot of shaking going on out there in the green world, and there's certainly no shortage of discussion in the I'm looking down through a list of stuff here. No shortage of discussion on the internet this morning, especially on Bloomberg. This is another one. The UN Emissions Board will question all hydrofluorocarbon projects. United Nations appointed regulators will probably question all projects seeking emission credits for reducing hydrofluorocarbon 23 gases. All right, you might just jump up on Wikipedia and pull that one down and look at it for yourself. This is by Matthew Carr, writing on the 18th, all right, for Bloomberg. The Clean Development Mechanism, I should finish that sentence, United Nations appointed regulators will probably question all projects seeking emission credits for reducing hydrofluorocarbon-23 gases, the International Emissions Trading Association said. You think this isn't a world of, you know, it's just a big trading, you know, it's a big Ponzi scheme Everything is all about money. It's always about money. That's why we have to follow this out so careful. We start talking about sustainable development, you know. If you boil it all down, it's all about demand. It's sustaining the development for the environmental and developmental concerns, products and services. The Clean Development Mechanism Executive Board, backed by a Bonn, that'd be Germany, based secretariat, will request reviews for all HFC 23 projects, hydrofluorocarbon-23 gases. These are things we're going to have to know about in the future. HFC 23 projects, as it questions the method used to determine how many credits to allot. All right? So you got something like a gas, you know, something that's just there. It's only there if you have the equipment to detect it, you know? And it's like the king's clothing. You know, is he butt-naked walking down the street? Or is he actually wearing something? Ask the children. They'll tell you, what's the problem? He's nude, all right? Anyway, continuing along here, as it questions the method used to determine how many credits to allot, all right? What a scheme. Said Kim Carnahan. I don't know if it's any relation to the Carnahans of Missouri, but these people are a little bit too deep into Washington, D.C., for my liking, policy leader of flexible mechanisms at the Geneva-based lobby group for emissions traders. The Geneva-based lobby group for emissions traders. Regulators will review issuance of credits for a Chinese HFC plant, hydrofluorocarbon-23, the fourth such project this week. The Secretariat said today in a statement on its website, said it would review whether to award credits to three other projects. Quote, they want to go through each issuance with a fine-tooth comb, close quote, Carnahan said by phone, quote, we should expect delays in issuance. Now, how long will these regulators continue to go through each of these requests with a fine-tooth comb? You know, if somebody calls up their stock broker and says, you know, they want to buy X number of stocks of wheat futures, you know, for some time of delivery, blah, 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 at such and such a price, you think he's going to go out and look in the grain bin and say, well, I don't know, might not have enough wheat in that grain bin. No, he's not going to do that. Might have done that a long time ago. They don't do that anymore. They just punch it in the computer and run with it. If it's short, it's short. If it's long, it's long. Just go with it. Projects that cut HFC-23 gases make up 52% of the current supply of credits created under the UN-overseen CDM, the world's second biggest carbon market by trading volume after the European Union's program. As I've said in the past, for the last 2 years, very soon, one of these days, in the morning, I'll talk about the Dow Jones Industrial Average, we'll be talking about the NASDAQ and the S&P, and then we're going to be talking about the CDM. The world's second biggest carbon market, that'd be the Chicago board, I think. I don't know what it is. The CDM, the world's second biggest carbon market. One of these mornings, we're going to have this in the news, all right? A review may delay each issuance by about 2 months or more, said Marisa Beck, an analyst in London for Bloomberg New Energy Finance. Bloomberg New Energy Finance. All caps in there now. She cited new review procedures adopted by the board on July the 30th. The discount for 2010 UN credits against EU permits narrowed 4.7% today to 1.81 euros, you know, $2.33 a metric ton. A metric ton for something that we don't know how to measure. And no one really knows what the impacts of this stuff is. Is this just the king's clothing and everybody's getting rich off of it? I think so. Of course, you and I are the ones that are going to bear the brunt of all this getting richness. It's going to have to come out of our pockets as the consumers. You know, it always gets stuck in the consumer. The request for review by the Changshu 3F Zhonghao New Chemicals Material Company plant, backed by BP PLC, isn't it funny, in the news again, Deutsche Bank AG, NL SPA, and RWE Group, reflected concerns that such projects were getting, quote-unquote, excessive credits. Somebody's already got the corner on this. The UN board asked for additional information, including demand for products made from the processes that create the greenhouse gas. Are they actually creating a greenhouse gas? or are they just getting credits for something? HFC 23 is emitted in the production of chemicals for air conditioning and refrigeration. What was, I thought we had that all handled when we got off the the Freon. Contributing to climate change by trapping heat in the Earth's atmosphere, the gas's warming effect is 11,700 times more powerful than carbon dioxide, which has almost no impact. Clifford Malung, the executive board chairman, I mean, you know, you could say it has 25,000 times more than nothing. You know, 25,000 times more than nothing is still nothing. Clifford Malung, the executive's board chairman, said in February the regulator's members could not agree on how to approve the Chinese renewable energy projects that are seeking credits. The board seems to have a significant governance problem. It's like a hung jury. Right? Urgently investigate. The United Kingdom told the executive board to urgently investigate these accusations, close quote, that credits awarded to the HFC 23 cutting projects may not represent actual emission reductions from business as usual, according to a July 1 letter from Chris Hume. The UN Framework on Climate Change Secretariat appointed Lambert Schneider to a role in the emissions in its emissions trading unit. Schneider, who analyzed HFC-23 credits for the CDM Watch, will work in the standard-setting division, the United Nations Framework on Climate Change said. Interesting stuff. Go over and take a look a little bit more on BP. Just another continuing, you know, another story in the continuing saga. BP well manager said there was no warning of the blowout before disaster. I wonder what Mike Chambers might have on his website. Seems to me we heard differently, haven't we? Joe Carroll and Jim Snyder, writing for Bloomberg, BP PLC's senior manager on the Deepwater Horizon rig, saw no indications that natural gas was surging up a pipe before the explosion that set off the biggest oil spill, according to notes from an internal inquiry. Wasn't there a young man that was involved right there on the platform, and I sat there and read patiently this Bloomberg articles about the fellow, interviewed as he was, you know, discussed by his father. You know, his father came out and shared the young man's concerns about all of the troubles they were having on the Deepwater Horizon, all right? And the young fellow died on the floor there and during that explosion. But BP CPLC senior manager on the Deepwater Horizon rig saw no indications that natural gas was surging up a pipe before the explosion that set off the biggest U.S. oil spill, according to notes from an internal inquiry. I don't know whether there's any truth to it or not, but I heard on another broadcast on another day, weeks ago, that these Deepwater, you know, the Deepwater Horizon and other rigs like this, they have a little transponder. They have a black box. They have a black box just like an airplane has a black box. Why haven't they brought forward the black box? It records all the communications that go in throughout the system. It keeps track of all the bells and whistles that the system's automation talks about to the little transponder thing. Why don't we have that? Where's the black box? When are we going to do the removal, bring that vessel up from the bottom of the ocean? Of course they can. They can bring up the Atlantis or whatever. The 5 pages of interview notes gathered by BP investigators 7 days after the blowout were obtained from a person with access to the information who asked not to be identified. Man behind the curtain said, experts say. The notes provide a first indication of what Vidrin witnessed on April 20th as he said a Transocean crew worked to finish the well about 40 miles off the Louisiana coast. Vidrin, 62, has turned down 3 invitations to testify before a U.S. Coast Guard Interior Department investigated panel, citing poor health. Yeah, he's probably worried for his life. Well, we'll pick it up right there, right after this.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so, you know, we all hear about best practices and getting guidance and stuff like that. And here they use the word in this article. In the hours before the catastrophe, Vidran sought guidance from Mark Haffel, a drilling engineer in BP's Houston office, about an unusual pressure reading in the pipe that connected the floating rig to the well. According to the interview notes, which weren't a verbatim transcript, Vidran was watching out for any signs of kicks or surges of gas from below the seafloor that can endanger a crew and a rig. On the ball, Haffel said that if there had been a kick in the well, we would have seen it. He told the company investigators, according to his notes, when Vidran persisted in asking about the pressure reading, the Transocean drilling crew found it kind of humorous that I talked about it for so long, according to his notes. Vidran said the Transocean drillers and other crew members were well-trained and attentive. A visiting delegation of high-ranking executives on the rig that day from BP and Transocean presented no distractions, he said. Presented no distractions, he said. I guess that rules out quality scotch and dancing women. Crews were always on the ball. They were experienced, competent hands. April 20th explosion sank the $365 million rig, however, and shut down the deepwater exploration in the Gulf of Mexico and wiped out more than $45 billion in the market value of London-based BP. The blowout, which is under investigation by the Justice Department and a number of House and Senate committees, Coast Chief Executive Officer Tony Hayward, his job prompted threats from some lawmakers to bar BP from future offshore oil deals. You notice that in all of that, they didn't mention all of the oil that's still in the Gulf. Continuing here, Vidran told the BP investigators he'd been doing the paperwork in his office aboard the rig for 10 or 15 minutes when Jason Anderson, a Transocean tool pusher, called to say the drilling mud had begun flowing up the pipe, an indication that gas or crude had entered the well. Vidran grabbed his hard hat and was walking toward the drilling floor when a shower of drilling mud and seawater engulfed the rig's deck, according to his notes. He turned to go in another direction when there was an explosion. He said, "I hunkered down on the deck," he said, according to his notes. "I didn't see any flames when the explosion occurred." He put on a life vest and went to the bridge to ensure that the emergency switch had been shut to the well. All right. To slice the pipe and allow the rig to sail away to safety, the notes showed. All right. The notes showed. Of course, we shouldn't have to rely upon his notes. If we had the little black box, it would be able to tell you precisely, probably to the nanosecond, when that switch had been hit. After that, he headed for an escape capsule, an enclosed life raft that holds dozens of people, where some injured crew members had already arrived. I heard people say the engine room was gutted. The blowout preventer, the device that would have sliced the pipe, failed to operate. Of the 126 people on board the rig that night, 115 survived by getting into escape capsules or leaping from the deck into the ocean, a drop of more than 80 feet, continues and continues. So there is that. Here's another one along the same vein. This one has a slightly different twist. BP oil spill leaves a 22-mile plume migrating in the Gulf of Mexico. How does all this reverse the information that we heard from the public news, public notice, just not so long ago? This article by Katarzynska Klimaszynska. Wow, how melodic. She must be from Poland. BP PLC's oil spill created an underwater plume of degrading crude more than 22 miles long that's migrating across the Gulf of Mexico, according to scientists from the Wood Hole Oceanographic Institution. The plume, containing chemicals such as benzene, toluene, ethylbenzene, etc., will remain in deep sea waters for months as microbes degrade it relatively slowly. The research team from Falmouth, Massachusetts-based institution said in a report released today. Right? Today. Important. While the scientists couldn't specify how toxic the plume might be, they determined it contained no dead zones or regions with so little oxygen that almost no marine animals could survive. Funny. Didn't quite line up what we've heard recently. The team, led by Richard Camilli, detected the subsurface layer of oil in late May, and we reported on it right after that, and followed up with 10 days of sampling from June the 19th to June the 28th. Using an underwater vehicle and a device lowered by cables to collect the samples. Scientists don't know the state of the plume since they completed the June cruise, Camilli said during a conference call with reporters today. The team was unable to track it further because of Hurricane Alex interrupted them. All right. The Obama administration, on August the 4th, report indicated that almost three-fourths of the crude that leaked had disappeared or soon will be eaten by bacteria. Here's Jane Lubchenco, the administrator of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, has said at least half of the oil released is now, quote-unquote, completely gone. That's what she said. And she's an expert. And she says, experts say, BP capped the well on July the 15th. And then it goes on and talks about when they're hoping to plug it. Well, so that story continues. Here's a little bit more. Now, let's see. Let's do the Samsung one first. Samsung heavy starts producing 500 megawatt turbines in South Korea. This is just a little blurb. I think they're trying to sell stocks for Samsung. Samsung Heavy Industries, off Bloomberg, company said it has started manufacturing wind turbines in its South Korea plant. The plant has the capacity to produce wind turbines that can generate 500 megawatts annually, the Seoul-based company said in an emailed statement today. One of the shortest articles I've seen in a long time. That's the whole article, too, by the way. Nothing more waiting. SAG Solar Storm sticks with the 2010 profit target, helped by sales abroad. SAG Solar Strom, the German solar energy developer. Now we're dealing with a different company, all right? It's all in the news. Why is it all in the news? Why is this the primary news today off Bloomberg? That's why I always go to Bloomberg. Check out the same website all the time. These guys are the master blasters of the financial world, at least one of them. You know, New York Slime would be another one, Washington Postal. But I just stick with Bloomberg. What aren't they saying? When they tell us this, what are they omitting? You know, the errors of omission as opposed to the errors of commission. But here, we're looking at solar energy. We're looking at the king that doesn't have any clothes on. SAG Solarstrom AG, the German solar energy developer. You know, see, if they don't make billions and billions of dollars, if they don't bring trillions and trillions of dollars to the market, if they don't do something to replace the 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 million people, if they don't do something to replace the jobs, folks, all this nonsense about the green energy and green movement and green jobs and green shoots, it all goes out the window. SAG Solarstrom AG, the German solar energy developer that gained 37% in the stock market this year, said it's sticking to a previous full-year profit target as it expands sales abroad. Where are they selling them? Well, the Freiburg, Germany-based company expects earnings before interest and taxes of between 8 million euros, or $10.2 million, and 11 million euros for 2010. Are we talking about game changers here? Are we talking about fueling the economy? Are we talking about recovering a global economic situation on the green stuff? Doesn't look like it to me. $10 million? Small change. First half revenues were more than double to 85 million euros, with foreign sales accounting for 38% of the total, compared with 20% a year earlier. And most of this is being sold out of Germany. And where is it going? It's winding up on federal grants in aid all around the United States and in China and other places. Germany is on track to install a record number of solar panels this year, maintaining its position as the world's largest market. So they're putting a lot of them up in Germany, too. It would be a lot easier. Perhaps for Germany, this would be a good thing. You know, you got a small place, reasonably small geographic area. Maybe they could do well by converting to solar energy. Maybe that would be good for them. How do you work that out across the United States and Alaska and Hawaii and all the rest, you know, the Mariana Islands and Haiti? Anyway, SAG said it held back from starting some solar power projects in Germany that would have required more personnel and startup costs. Quote, it deliberately avoided additional deadweight effects in Germany. Deadweight effects. Starting up their projects. Considered as deadweight. So as not to jeopardize foreign expansion and thus the steady increase in their corporate growth. They're talking about these projects as being dead weight, putting solar panels up, dead weight. And this is going to bail us out? I don't think so. I really don't. Companies fell short of its long-term profit margin at least by 5%, recording earnings before interest tax as a percentage of 3% in the first 6 months. We're talking about peanuts here. We're talking about small change, little potatoes. At a time when we really need solutions. Well, pick it up right there after the top of the hour break. Stay tuned. Hour two, straight ahead.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com. As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, August the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now beginning our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, we come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. The first hour, a basket full of related environmental news, various interesting things to consider as we move into the green century here, the age of sustainable development under the sustainable usurper as a president. But as we're going on to the break here in the last segment, and I had a thought in my mind, you know, if we're really sincere, if we're tired of, let's say, and I've heard it so many times, you know, the old infrastructure, which is really quite brilliant, you know, in itself, actually. The idea of independent transportation, using the abiotic oil, you know, and things like that to replace the cow, the ox cart, the goat, the dog cart, you know, the rickshaw, and the horse-drawn buggy. If we're going to really sincere about all of this, don't you think, you know, we're going to declare a war on this, don't you think we would put the kind of enthusiasm and energy into it that we put into gearing up for World Wars One and Two? You think that we would maybe be firing up production plants all across America and then we'd be rolling this stuff out like, you know, we used to do automobiles? Did you think that if we were really genuine in all of this, that you'd see some signs of it? Instead, what do they talk about? Installing smart meters in your home, coming around and caulking your windows, you know, maybe adding a little insulation in your attic. Does that sound like a Band-Aid on the sucking chest wound of the body politic to you? It certainly does to me. I think there's a problem here, folks. Things just don't smell right. Doesn't pass my smell test. This I received yesterday when I went up to the post office and picked up my mail from none other than Gun Owners of America that had kept me on their mailing list for years. Long after I continued to send them money, but, you know, bless them, they just send out piles and piles of paper. Anyway, this is a repeal. This is a bill, a piece of legislation that Gun Owners of America is promoting. H.R. 4972, 111th Congress, second session, to repeal the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. You know, I spoke yesterday, if you really wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve banking system, if you really wanted to do something, you have to look at, you got to go backwards. You have to look at the process. How did it come into existence? Well, the Federal Reserve was created by act of Congress, even though it was questionable in Christmas. But it was created by an act of Congress. How do you get rid of the Fed? You don't march around and around, you know, like Little Black Sambo trying to turn yourself into syrup or something. You just reverse the process, and this is what the simplicity of repeal is all about. H.R. 4972, to repeal the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Now, it was a 2,000-page legislation. Now, let's find out how simple it is to take care of the problem. This is a bill to repeal the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. I'm going to read you the entire bill. Listen carefully. Be it enacted by the Senate and the House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled. Section 1. Repeal of PPACA. Effective as of the enactment of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, such act is repealed, and the provisions of law amended or repealed by such act are restored and revived as if such act had not been enacted, period. Isn't that delightful? Isn't that powerful? You take 2,200 pages of BS and you kill it with one sentence.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we find things happening even locally. I think this is one of the reasons why it's essential to become vocal local. Right here in our local newspaper, Berry County Advertiser, August the 11th of 2010, we find this lengthy article. It says, Berry County Commission announces the Enhanced Enterprise Zoning Board, the EEZ. Of course, we have an EEZ when we look at Berry the Usurper's recent executive order creating the National Ocean Council, part of the Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning thing, the the EEZ. But it's just, you know, this is what it's all about, folks. It's going global here. The Berry County Commission recently passed a resolution supporting application to the state of Missouri for an enhanced enterprise zone, an EEZ designation, and creating a 7-member EEZ board. All right? Now, they did this with a passing of a resolution. It didn't come out, you know, before the public. There wasn't, you know, a public hearing. No. None of that. They just created it. Then they created the board to go along with it, a 7-member board. Berry County Commission has been working toward appointing a board and going through the application process for several months. You have to apply to get this. They have to apply to commit treason. The purpose of a Missouri EEZ is to enable a designated area to provide tax credits to new or expanding businesses. Want to find out more about it? Go up on Vicki Davis's website, channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com. Remember the discussion that we had that past Wednesday recently? When we're talking about creating these enhanced enterprise zoning boards, are we talking about giving people tax credits to come over from China, give them a special visa? Maybe they come over from India. Maybe they come over from, you know, who knows where they come from. But they come over here and they buy up lands and they set up factories and buildings, you know, things like that. And then we organize our educational system around there, the school to work, you know, no child left behind type of a thing, so that we can support the kind of industry that just came to town. Maybe you need chicken feather pluckers or some other thing. Maybe you need silicone wafer stuffers. And so you train the young people to believe that being a silicone wafer stuffer is the wave of the future, my man. All right. EEZs are specific geographic areas designated by local governments and certified by the Department of Economic Development. Well, you know that the DED is a private corporation. Don't think so? Well, up on manta.com. Type it in for yourself. All right. I don't know what their stock shares trade for in the back room. Zone designation is based on certain demographics, the potential to create sustainable jobs in a targeted industry, and a demonstrated impact on local industry cluster development. Now, if you're not familiar with clusters, you might type that in. That's not the same kind of clusters we might think about in the chat rooms, but it's certainly the kind of clusters that we can discuss on air. All right? A demonstrated impact on local industry cluster development. Currently, there are 86 EEZ designations in the state of Missouri. And then it goes on to list a few of them. The Berry County EEZ encompasses all of the county. All right? How generous. Continuing, the importance of being a designated enhanced enterprise zone is an area's ability to give tax abatement to new businesses that create new jobs. Of course, we had a big Walmart superstore come in locally few years back, and they rolled away the taxes for Walmart. They just put them off. And they went through this great process of, you know, putting in a new intersection on the Hoffa Highway there and all of the new redevelopment on roads and sidewalks and all of this other stuff to create this new Walmart Supercenter, all right? Put in a huge water tower right there, right behind the building. Huge water tower, millions of gallons. Why? Well, because Walmart can't get its insurance at the right price unless they have an interior fire prevention system, a sprinkler system, and they can't have a qualified fire, you know, prevention system, a sprinkler system, unless they can develop the number of pounds per square inch that they needed. And so they built the water tower right behind the building. Of course, the people have to pick up the price for that. And they're still in the process now of dealing with the downstream, putting in new water lines and putting in new sewer systems at great expense to people. And, of course, all this is tax-deferred, but this is what you get with your EEZ, right? Then all the local businesses are basically rolling up the sidewalk as a Walmart just drives them right out, right? We haven't seen the Burger King yet, but it'll probably be coming along with the Long John Silver's eventually. That's how it goes. The importance of being in a designated and enhanced enterprise zone is an area's ability to give tax abatements to the new businesses that create the new jobs. This will help make Berry County more competitive in securing new employers and jobs. All right, now this happened down in Arkansas, too, the home of in Benton County, in the home of Walmart. You know, that's where their corporate headquarters are. And they had all kinds of people moving into the area from China and, you know, South Korea and other things like that. Well, we're going to give benefits to the corporations, but then let's see how the economy is doing locally. Local schools affected in state transportation budget cuts. Now, not only did I recently attend a tax hearing over in McDonald County, which is the neighboring county, but hear this in the local newspaper Wednesday, August the 18th, the day before yesterday. Rachel Selby is writing. She says, in July, Missouri Governor Nixon announced more budget cuts to education funding. School transportation funding received a $70 million reduction from $153 million last school year to only $83 million for this year, and it's impacting the school systems. All right? It's not impacting them as deeply as it could, but it's certainly impacting the school systems. They're having to reevaluate, or as they like to say, reassess their extracurricular activities. You know, the stuff that they use all of the public buses to haul people, young students and teachers all over the state to participate in sporting games, you know, football and basketball and volleyball and the thespians and the lesbians and all the rest of them. Okay, impacting them, no longer are they going to have the free lunch. You know, they're not getting a free ride, you know. If the parents want their youngsters to go to a football game in a neighboring city, the parents are going to have to try to take them themselves, all right? It would be rather interesting. But it's impacting things. But I found it rather interesting that they're so happy that they now have the enhanced 911 system. They now have the enhanced 911 geospatial mapping system, so that now they'll be able to perhaps plan more effective routes for their buses to take. Interesting, I thought. Rather interesting. So I guess if the school districts can access all of that 911 addressing systems, GIS, GPS, three-dimensional global coordinate geometry on your home, I guess other companies could too. Maybe anybody that was interested would be able to get the list from Enhanced 911. Well, it's just all part of the system. You know, every day we find a little bit more and a little bit more, and we just keep looking at it. But really, I think that working right where we are remains the best strategy. I received an email from a listener the other night where he's recently been appointed to a Section 8 Housing Authority board. It was basically just free for the taking, I guess. But now he's inside. Not out on the street corner with a bullhorn. Now he has a seat at the table. I'm not going to go into it in great detail. Don't want to give away the location. But we got an insider, and he's at work. Where are you?
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Now, if you'll just go up to your Secretary of State's website and take a look around there, you'll probably find, as I've found as well, that there are a great number of these appointive boards and councils all across the state where you live. And many of the councils are undermanned, understaffed. Nobody's there. They're just waiting for the right person to come along at the right time and actually take a seat at the table. And rather than being an also-ran, you can become one of the decision-makers, as I've said before so often. No matter how long, no matter how wide, no matter how deep this economic recession, depression, hyperinflation, or whatever you want to call it, lasts on the other side. I can't tell you what the price of gold will be, but I'll tell you this. There's going to be government. And it's either going to be a government of our choosing, or it's going to be a government that was chosen for us. The choice is ours, all right? And so when we look at this, then back to Sun Tzu, of course, you know, Morris Lees and the Southern Poverty Law Center, they want to, you know, discredit this book when they put out their MIAC report, the Missouri Information Analysis Center book report. They, you know, said anybody that has a Ron Paul sticker on the back of their truck and a copy of Sun Tzu's Manual for War has got to be a terrorist. Well, all right, Mike Rockefeller. If that's what you're going to call me, I admit it. There you go. I always keep a copy of Sun Tzu Manual for War close at hand because it has so much to offer just by reading it. Attack Strategy, Chapter 3. Fighting battles is not the only way to achieve military objectives. In fact, battles should be avoided whenever there are more efficient ways of achieving your goal. That's why I always say embed within the established two-party political system. Understand the disease. Let's eradicate the disease. Instead of wasting all of our time chasing after all of the symptoms and the endless list of victims, if we can just but cure the disease, there'll be no more symptoms, and there'll be no more victims, and we can get on about our affairs. But we're going to have to get rid of the disease first. It's the established two-party political system that stands between where we are today and where we need to be in the future. Again, in fact, battles should be avoided whenever there are more efficient ways of achieving your goals. On achieving objectives, it's always better to gain the surrender of an enemy nation without first having to smash it into oblivion. I have to smash it into oblivion. Just get it to surrender. Bring it together in a deliberative assembly where you have now got the upper hand because you've mustered a majority. And you simply bring forth out of our study of parliamentary procedure, Robert's Rules of Order, because that's how they're organized. Corporations always are. It's in their bylaws. And the political parties have bylaws. And they run on Robert's Rules of Order. And so you just simply say, Mr. Chairman, I move that the Republican Party of Missouri merge with the Democratic Party of Missouri. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The parties merge. You know how simple that can be? It's just like repealing a piece of legislation. You just have to work wisely, not hard. Work smart. I would much rather accept the surrender of my enemy's troops intact instead of having first to slaughter most of them. I extend this principle all the way down to a single enemy soldier. So rather than having to react to everything that comes out of your local zoning board, gain a majority on that board, then direct it towards freedom and away from tyranny and despotism. I would much rather have a man surrender to me without a fight than to have to stand over his dead body and proclaim victory. I would consider getting this soldier to surrender without a fight a much better indication of my superior generalship than if I had to order his killing or ask you to order all my DVDs. Fighting and winning 100 battles in a row is not the highest exhibition of military leadership. The highest exhibition of military leadership is to gain your objectives by subduing your opponent without any fighting. One of the most powerful weapons that we have is right between our ears. And always we turn to our fist. Why? Attack strategy. Again, Sun Tzu, hundreds and hundreds of years old here. To subdue an opponent without fighting or with a short battle as opposed to a protracted battle, you have to paralyze him. You must attack his plans before they can be implemented so that the only thoughts left to him are surrender or flight. We rout man-made global warming. We attack his plan. We so thoroughly discredit and bring to shame the idea of sustainable development that they have to abandon the idea. We so thoroughly expose the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, even the Council on National Policy, if the expose falls there, and it might. We so thoroughly expose them, they're no longer hidden behind their media cover. While we yet have time to use the internet effectively. And Sun Tzu then says, to do this, you must go to the source to disrupt your enemy's strategies and prevent their implementation. So we go right to the documents here. I don't go to the blog sites first. Go to the documents. Go right to the statutes. And then from the statutes to the court decisions and so on. You know, show me your facts. Show me the law. Show me your evidence. I'm not here to argue. We're here to win. To do this, you must go to the source to disrupt your enemy's strategies and prevent their implementation, the implementation of Agenda 21. Reveal it wherever you find it. Challenge it. Block it. Be the local nemesis of globalism in your town, in your city, in your county, in your state. You must attack these strategies while they are still thoughts in your opponent's mind. It is so much easier to block a thing than it is to get it out once it has come in like a cancer and metastasized within the very body politic. Stop it before it gets a hold. Stop it before it takes a root. Put all of your energy up front, and you can defeat about 90% of this claptrap that's coming down the pike. This new green religion. Biocentrism. So in order of preference, the most desirable target is the source of your opponent's military resistance. And this may be his mind, his plans, or his chief commanders. Bury the usurper. The unqualified one. If you're not able to attack this preferred target, then you should attack the secondary target of his alliances, his friends, his allies, and his advisors. Split them up. You go into the county committees, you go into the state committees, and you split them up. How do you do that? You've got to win over their hearts and their minds. You speak truth to power. You sow seeds of doubt. Surely you don't think there's a difference between Republicans and Democrats, do you? Twitter, Twitter, Twitter. I'll have another glass of wine, please. And they're sitting the rest of the night going, what? In this way, you reduce his power considerably and the changed circumstances sooner or later will cause cracks to appear in your opponent's defense and open up opportunities for you to exploit. I was amazed. I got an email from Roy Blunt. Roy! 7th District Congressman, formerly the Majority Whip, under Jorge Bush, the guy that twisted all the arms and got the Patriot Act passed. I was amazed. He wanted me to be his Facebook friend. For all of the attacks and all of the slander levied against Ron Paul, it seems that the Republican Party has come to Jesus. They found the Internet. All right? In this way, you will reduce his power considerably, and the changed circumstances sooner or later will cause cracks to appear in your own opponent's defense and open up opportunities for you to exploit. I'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And continuing here under the attack strategy found in Sun Tzu, the Manual for War, engage your opponent's troops in a battle, a third choice, only if you cannot attack his sources or his alliances. Remember, when you engage in battle, you will lose many troops and equipment, even if you win. not waste or expend all of our precious resources, time and money, trying to do battles physical when we could be so much more successful if we first employ our mind. The least desirable action is hammering away at your enemy's cities and fortifications, standing out on the sidewalk, shouting with your bullhorn. I mean, it might make you feel better. The third parties have been a wonderful place for soapboxers for a long time. Not even the anti-Mason party, not even the anti-monopoly party, as admirable and as preferable as they might be, neither were they successful. Not even the Ku Klux Klan. They had a huge following. They weren't able to succeed in politics either, or we'd have no Catholics and Jews in this country. But, you know, hey, again, the least desirable action is hammering away at your enemy's cities and fortifications, like the United States does in battle in Afghanistan and Iraq. Least desirable of all, but boy, it's profitable for those that think war is a racket. It's a maneuver fraught with dangers and one that is very costly in men, equipment, time, and morale. You'd think that they would pass this little booklet around in the House of Representatives from time to time in Congress. Maybe let the senators read this book, encourage them from time to time, but of course, no. No, the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center has made this book, kind of on the list of the banned books list. Wouldn't want to be smart about it. Again, an impatient commander may be goaded into hurrying matters unduly with the subsequent heavy loss of men and equipment. You know, Jorge Bush shows up in his flight suit on the carrier deck. After all this, your enemy's cities and fortifications may still be standing so that your objectives are not achieved. What a waste! What a waste. And the Swahilis are sitting around the peace table, quabbling over building permits. Therefore, the skillful commander will seek to subdue his enemy's troop without resorting to brute force, just as he will try to capture his opponent's cities and fortifications without having first to bash down their walls. Who read this book? You think the Rothschilds may have read this book? You think the Rothschilds might even keep this book in print for their minions? You think? You think Lloyd Blankfein might have read this book a time or two? How about Jamie Dimon over at J.P. Morgan Chase? You think Timothy Geithner might have this book in his library? How was this country taken down? You think that the British Fabian Socialists, Cindy and Beatrice Webb, and their playwright and all their other authors, you think they hadn't read this book? Let's go through that again. Therefore, the skillful commander will seek to subdue his enemy's troops without resorting to brute force, just as he will try to capture his opponent's cities and fortifications without first having to bash down their walls. Obtaining or effecting public buy-in with grants and aid. This is how our country was invaded. This is how your country was invaded, no matter where you are. Whether they came in with William the Conqueror or whether they came sweeping into power with Roosevelt or Woodrow Wilson, or earlier. Maybe they came sweeping into power with Abraham Springsteen, also known as Abraham, the long-legged Mac Daddy Lincoln. Continuing, he says, let us use a man and his strong and ferocious bodyguard to illustrate the above. If we want to subdue the man, it is not always necessary that we fight with the bodyguard. If we fight the bodyguard, we should expect to suffer a fair amount of damage, even if we win. It would be far more advantageous for us to find the bodyguard's particular weakness. Money, drugs, sex, and simply procure his change of employer with a small expenditure. You know, go back and read Niccolo Machiavelli's The Prince, and heed his warnings as to why you never employ mercenaries, the mercs. Never use them. It would be far more advantageous for us to find the bodyguard's particular weaknesses. Money, drugs, sex. You think you receive a high appointment or a post if you don't have a closet full of skeletons? How did those skeletons get into your closet? Did you accept an invitation to go over to Disneyland on the Mediterranean and consort with some... Russian blonde sex slave in Tel Aviv? Or we could bypass the bodyguard completely by seizing upon a weakness of the bodyguard's principal himself. History is full of examples of strong men and entire countries rendered helpless and compliant because a person or an object or a secret was held hostage. The secret of the Constitution, the secret of the Declaration of Independence, the secret of the Federal Reserve banking system, the secret of the shadow governments and FEMA and the corporations posing as government, the secrets holding secrets hostage. The important concept of our winning strategy is that if enough is that if it is important enough for you to go to war, then it is important enough for you to fight on all fronts and with all your might. You must wage total war. There are 3,066 counties in this country, in all our several states. 3,066 counties. Each of them have a Republican Party and a Democratic Party county committee. There are over 177,000 local voting precincts. Each of those precincts have a county committee man and a county committee woman on both the Republican and the Democratic parties. You must wage total war. You must not rely solely on military power, as the fighting on the battlefields is just one front in a total war. You don't come in with the battle axe and the bludgeon. You use the McDonald's principle. Billions and billions served. In our case, just 300 millions served. Served up a hearty meal. A meal of truth. A meal of the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. And we don't actually have to have a majority in all of those 177,000 voting precincts. We don't really need to have a majority in all those 3,066 counties committees. We only need a half plus one. I didn't ask for a democracy, but we find ourselves living in one. I didn't ask for the deliberative assembly, but I know how to skillfully use one. All you need is a simple majority, and these parties go bye-bye. Obviously, we won't make it by 2010, but 2012 is still in the offing. It's 2 years away. Are we willing to fritter away two more years? Or are we going to get busy right where we are? We can work wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, or we come in with the guns blazing. Paradoxically, you reduce suffering by waging such a total war. Paradoxically. You reduce suffering by waging such total war. Many times your victories on the other fronts will force your opponents to surrender before you have to fight on the battlefield. Imagine if we have a majority on all the zoning boards and the school boards. How will they advance their agenda? No longer will it be all those in favor signify by saying aye. And unanimous consent miraculously appears. Oh, no. First there will be one dissent, and then there will be two, and then there will be four, and then there will be a majority. And soon, the superintendent of schools won't be able to advance a single issue. They won't be able to implement the common standards. They won't be able to bring in No Child Left Behind. And the health department will go down in flames the same way. The zoning department goes down in flames the same way. A simple majority. In this way, your own troops will not be decimated, and you will still gain all the benefits of military action. This is the proper goal of military action. Work smart, not hard. The simplest solution is often the best solution. According to Occam, rules for engagement. If you have overwhelming superiority, say a 10-to-1 advantage, do we? I think not. You should surround your enemy. You want him to see the situation is hopeless and that he should surrender without a fight. Of course, the group up in Fairbanks, Alaska now have a clearer superiority when it comes to numbers. 3,500 people in their Liberty Bell list. No police officer would be able to get away with tasering somebody on the roadside without censure in Fairbanks. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So sliding into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, just tearing a little bit as we go into the weekend, contemplating Sun Tzu, the Manual for War, some of the things we can perhaps think about, as opposed to a frontal assault or being, you know, lamentful because we have so few numbers. Actually, there are far more than you might think. But again, as Sun Tzu says in his Rules for Engagement, if you have overwhelming superiority, you should just surround your enemy. You want to see the situation, want him to see that the situation is hopeless, and he should surrender without a fight. You can do it, do it. They marched, you know, Dick Army and the Freedom Works Bunch marches a million people, buses, trucks them, transports them, ostensibly, arguably, to Washington, D.C. When did they get there? On a weekend. And being within just hundreds of feet from Congress. Did those million people occupy the building like they used to do in the 60s during the free speech movement, where the students would just take over the administrative headquarters of a university and hold on to it and claim it for sometimes a week or more until they were finally conquered by the police. And then they just, you know, were forced to passively, you know, be drug out of the building, losing their socks and their shoes and their wallets and sometimes their shirts and whatever else. And then bogging down the police department, filling up the holding pens and slowing down court. You know, you got a million people in Washington, D.C. Finish the job. If all you did was to come and complain and listen to your favorite guitar player and your favorite poet and your favorite politician, you've wasted your time. If you have great but not overwhelming superiority, say a 5-to-1 advantage, you should attack him strongly. You want him to get the message that further resistance is not to his advantage and he should surrender. Why do you always go to the board meetings and council meetings with 5 or more people? Why do you want to start your own local voting precinct group? So that when you go to a 5-man council meeting or a 4-person council meeting and you've got 50 people, do you all remember the YouTube videos that were up there about those town hall meetings where some of these elected Congress whores were just busting out in sweat and trembling and looking for the exit because the room was packed to the rafters and the people were not taking it anymore? Remember that? When you have great but not overwhelming superiority, you should attack him strongly. Get it on YouTube. You want him to get the message that further resistance is not to his advantage and he should surrender. If you have a clear advantage but not a great one, say 2-to-1, do not attack, but try to split your opponent's forces. Try to split your opponent's forces. If you're the only one occupying a seat on the board, if you're the only one in your area that's been elected as a precinct county committee man, split the forces. Again, this is where we bring truth to power. Sow the seeds. Just sow the seeds. And then come back and water them. Tend your little garden. Hey, have you seen this DVD? Look at this article I found on the internet this morning. I thought it interesting. What do you think about it? If your forces are equal to those of your opponents, in other words, you're a one-on-one dog here, do realize the victory will go to the more skillful commander if you decide to engage him. So be careful. If you're dealing one-on-one, mano a mano, and you've got a change agent going, all right? These are oftentimes highly skilled, highly paid facilitators. You know, these are the bronze men. These are the bronze men. I'm trying to think of the fellow's name, wrote the book. I'll come back to it. These are the bronze men. These are the guys that have that, you know, peroxide white teeth and the perfect clothing. These are the guys that come out of the University Extension Council, University Academia. They have all the words. They have their change agent lingo down pat. They know everything about sustainability and sustainable development, except the downside. So if your forces are equal to those of your opponents, you know, he's like 33rd degree Mason. He's been, you know, hanging out at the lodge in the darkened halls for a long time. Maybe he's deep into the Kabbalah. Do realize that the victory is going to go to the more skillful commander if you decide to engage him. If your forces are inferior to your enemies, look to your defenses and stall for time. Don't jump up in that meeting and, you know, leave yourself wide open to a character assassination. Take notes. Take notes carefully. Take your own minutes. Don't rely on the recording secretary, to give you an adequate copy of the minutes. Take your own notes. Be your own roving reporter. Stall for time. And recruit, 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 recruit. You need more people. You've got to improve your odds. If your forces are very inferior, and avoid a confrontation, as it would not be productive to engage the enemy. If you refuse to accept reality and insist on engaging the enemy, you will be destroyed and your destruction will hardly even inconvenience your enemy. You should not sacrifice yourself needlessly and for little purpose. We don't sacrifice ourselves needlessly. It takes far too many years to come up to speed on this information, to just throw yourself away uselessly, needlessly. Bide your time. Keep building your numbers, adding all the time. And in those 177,000 groups, could you imagine trying to raise up an army of infiltrators to match ours? Where would the Council on Foreign Relations get those 177,000 people or more, 300,000 people, to come in and challenge the freedom fighters locally? Where would they find those people? They can't do it. We can outnumber them from that level. We can outman them, we can outgun them, and through the internet we can get to home base first, perhaps, if we'll simply try. And that's what we're going to need to do, is try. Let's go back and pick up the third law, what the common law is, the third sense. The common law develops its principles from the grounds of decision and actual legal controversies. And so we go back to that Department of Justice website where we showed that they are obfuscating the real meaning of common law, and they are now calling positive law or legal positivism common law, growing up out of will, the will of the people. My will, not thy will be done, not the laws of nature and nature's God, but the laws of the prince. Whatever the prince says has the force and effect of law. But the common law develops its principles from the grounds of decisions and actual legal controversies, which is why we need to take the advice of some and become paralegals in our own right. Learn how to do legal research and writing so that your presentations at these boards and councils and Soviets are more powerful. You come with the case law. You bring the facts. You bring the law. And you show the evidence. Have an evidentiary hearing rather than an argumentative hearing. So we shall have more to say on this element when we take up the medieval use of judicial precedents. You see how old this is. It's been coming on us and at us for a long time. Fourth, the common law is marked by its extensive use of the jury to provide the court with facts. To provide the court with facts. They use the jury to provide the court with facts. Wait a minute. I thought that was what the prosecuting attorney did. I thought that's what the judge has been doing. Wait a minute. We've got the shoe on the wrong foot here. The extensive use of the jury to provide the court with facts necessary for the decision of a case. Why would you always look for a jury of the peers? Well, you had to find out whether the man was a good man or not. He's being accused here of bludgeoning his wife. Everyone at church, everyone in the community knows that couldn't be the truth. They loved each other. They loved each other dearly. Why are you accusing this man of bludgeoning his wife? He loved his children. He's a wonderful father and a good man in the community. Why? And so the jury of his peers bring the facts. They say, No. You better find the traveling salesman. You better find the corrupt police officer. Someone else has bludgeoned this man's wife to death, not he. In the 12th century and later, the jurors were chosen for their knowledge of the facts of a case. Today, what do they want from a juror? They want you to be stupid. They want you to be deliberately dumbed down. All right? You're not supposed to rule on the law. You're just supposed to sit there and go, guilty. Operating from what? Emotion. Not reason. Common law is built on reason. It's built on the laws of nature and nature's God. It's built on reason. It's not built out of the will. What do you think? How do you feel? That doesn't have any place in a court of law. Presumably, their unanimous collective statement or verdict would contain information available about the facts. It remained for the court to apply the proper rules of law to the facts as the jury had established them. Well, there's a lot to think about and a lot to learn. We'll be back again on Monday for another round. And until then, have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday. Until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the blahs?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.